Good morning. So my name is Nicolina Farella, and I work for the British Consulate General in Montreal. I work for the UK Science and Innovation Network. So the Science and Innovation Network was set up by the British government and holds four principal mandates. One mandate involves fostering scientific collaboration. Another mandate is facilitating R&D partnerships. The third and fourth one deal with scientific diplomacy and its supporting policies. One of our objectives is increasing UK-Canada collaboration in innovative sectors such as green aerospace, clean technology, and the environmental impact on health. When I attended a Brain to Society workshop in Montreal last autumn, I was very interested by this transdisciplinary approach in understanding obesity. Complex problems require complex solutions, and for complex solutions, we need not only a profound understanding of the science, but additionally, we also need intimate interaction among different sciences. In the case of obesity, it seems clear that closer interaction among neuroscientists, geneticists, physicists, psychiatrists, and neuroeconomists can play a key role in explaining why and how the obesity epidemic is taking place. When I met Alain Daguerre and Laurette Dubé in October, we discussed the role of the brain in the obesity epidemic. The UK, Canada, and US research groups are leaders in this field. As a result of this meeting, we decided to organize a workshop in order to present the latest news and development in this area. Furthermore, this will help us to envisage how we could support stronger connections among our countries. The UK Science and Innovation Network is proud to co-host and co-fund this workshop. Today, 10 UK researchers will share their latest results and their views on the interactions between the brain and obesity. We are delighted to have found such a great panel of experts. I especially would like to extend a hearty welcome to all those experts to have accepted our invitation to travel to Montreal. Tomorrow, Saturday, there will be also a full day of discussion where we will elaborate on further collaboration. This UK-Canada workshop will set the agenda for additional interaction among researchers in the hope of gaining more insight into this crisis of obesity. We are pleased to be associated with such a great group of researchers, and I really want to thank Alain Daguerre, Laurette Dubé, and Marie-Ève Gagnon from McGill University for having invested their time and commitment in developing this program. If you want to know more about the UK Science and Innovation Network, don't hesitate to get in touch with me at your convenience. I wish you all a productive day of great science. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Nicolina, for helping make this day possible. And our next speaker is Tony Phillips, who has agreed to come here. Tony is from the University of British Columbia, but he's also the head of the Neuroscience Institute of the Canadian Institute for Health Research, the major funding agency that funds all our research.
Thank you very much, Alain. Well, it really is a great pleasure to be here today. I've been looking forward to this for a number of reasons. As Alain just said, my principal responsibility these days is as the scientific director of the Institute, for, not only for neuroscience, Alain, but neuroscience, the elephant in the room, mental health, and addiction. And I can't think of a conference topic more appropriately aligned with the objectives of our institute. And, of course, we, the Institute of Neurosciences, Mental Health and Addiction, is embedded in really a very innovative approach to funding health research, which is unique in the world, and that is the Canadian Institutes of Health Research. And CIHR, as many of you know, takes a broader approach to the understanding of the causes and the treatment of health-related issues and illness by recognizing the importance of societal factors, environmental factors, the fact that we need to have a good understanding of health services and policy research. So what you've got here, Laurette, is really a microcosm of what CIHR stands for. And I want to congratulate both you and Elaine and your colleagues for having this very broad perspective that's embedded in your Brain to Society roadmap. So I'm delighted, because quite often it's difficult to get these concepts across, just as ideas that are spoken to an audience or embedded in a policy document. But what you've done here is you've embedded all of these aspirations into one conference by having some of the best people in the world here who are at the cutting edge of trying to understand the link between brain and obesity. But also you've embedded another feature of CIHR, which is the international perspective. So it's wonderful to have colleagues from Great Britain here, and for you to have the support of the British Council on Innovation. So you've got that aspect of it covered too. And the third thing I wanted to say, and this is really a selfish thing to say, but I am personally extremely interested in this topic, having done my PhD at Western Ontario on the hypothalamic control of feeding, drinking, sexual behavior, and motivation. So I was, as a young lad, sticking electrodes in the hypothalamus and causing animals to overeat. So I know something about this field. In fact, I know so much about it that I could offer a challenge to one of your 10 points, Alain. The slide that you started off with of Hobel's work, if you notice on the y-axis, the amount of dopamine that's released in response to that sugar hit was about 30 to 40%. If I gave an animal a dose of cocaine or amphetamine that would sustain drug self-administration, that would be 1,000. So we're not really dealing with, we're certainly influencing the same system. And one concept of addiction, and maybe it applies to obesity, is that when behavior becomes truly addictive, it hijacks the systems that are so important in allowing us to move freely and interact in the world. Anyway, I'll come back to these things during the day. So it's obvious that I'm delighted to be here on several levels. And I'm really looking forward to this program today. But more than that, you know, we've just met for the first time, and I'm looking forward to a long and fruitful collaboration in the years to come, because I think you really do have a formula for science in the 21st century. So thank you very much. You're going to have a wonderful day, and so we'll get on to the main part, which is to hear about the science. Thanks again for inviting me.